Between a newly released Blue Ribbon study on Arkansas highway finance and the current Arkansas General Assembly in session, both policy and lawmakers have been busy trying to figure out ways to get money for Arkansas roads. A major problem is mechanics, not vehicular mechanics, but funding mechanisms to help keep roads repaired and smooth. Arkansas State Representative Jonathan Barnett is a Republican from Siloam Springs, a former member of the state's Highway Commission. He chairs the House Transportation Committee.
You'll see that the revenue stream is flat, which means there's really not been any increases in any highway revenue that's coming in. Consequently, the highway department has had to spend more and more of its money just to maintain the system. They haven't been able to construct new roads or widen roads. They've been limited to what they can do because new money is not there. Now, why is that new money not there? Well, there are several reasons. First of all, we haven't had a tax increase really for the secondary road system in this state since 1991. And that was a 15-year, 91 highway bill.
A motor fuel tax accounts for 70% of state funding for highways. But we are driving both smarter and less miles since the recession. Less consumption means less consumption-based taxes. Arkansas spends an estimated $900 million annually in both state and federal money in road construction, planning, and administrative costs. But over the next 10 years, planners say we will need $23 billion to cover just construction. We only have around $4 billion in the tank. Arkansas has 16,000 miles of highways, 68,000 miles of county roads, and 14,000 miles of city streets. So legislators are proposing ways to increase road revenue.
And so one of the proposals that may come out of the session is the possibility of referring to the people of Arkansas a sales tax for a 10-year period with a sunset to fund a particular portion of the highways in this state. In my opinion, it's a jobs bill. It's a jobs creation bill. It's going to put a lot of people to work in the state. It's going to provide a lot of jobs in the private sector. It does not increase any government agency. It doesn't increase the size of government. It creates, economic development. It also, obviously, main reason is it increases the safety of the motoring public and the safety of them driving on our state highway network system.
Because he was up against a deadline, Representative Barnett filed a shell bill that will serve as a template for a referred half-cent sales tax act. Arkansas Highways Transportation Department Director Dan Flowers told Barnett's House Transportation Panel last December that the tax would generate $1.8 billion in bond program money to repair and maintain the state's roads, far from the necessary $23 billion, but it's a start. And when Representative Barnett served on the Highway Commission, he helped establish another template, regional mobility authorities.
If they do want to do a project of regional significance, then it's got to be introduced by the Regional Mobility Authority and presented to the cities and the counties, and they in turn present that to the people. And if the people want to refer that and vote on a particular tax for that project or projects, then, that's very, very doable.
Northwest Arkansas Regional Mobility Authority planners have reportedly calculated $2 billion worth of projects, with $1.2 billion dedicated to the Springdale Northern Bypass, the Bella Vista Bypass, and improvements to I-540. In mid-December, the Arkansas Blue Ribbon Committee on Highway Finance recommended that Regional Mobility Authority law be changed to enable tax elections and create multi-county taxing jurisdictions to help pay for projects. The Blue Ribbon panel was enacted 2 years ago by a huge majority of the Arkansas General Assembly, who saw this crisis in highway funding coming. The 18-member committee, which first met in May 2009, was charged with defining an equitable and adequate system to pay for improvements on Arkansas's 100,000 miles of state highways. Former Democratic State Representative Alan Maxwell, now mayor of Monticello, was vice chair of the committee, which issued its findings in December. One of them was the referred act, now being pushed by State Representative Barnett. But Alan Maxwell says there are also five other key concepts.
10-year phased-in transfer of the sales tax that is currently collected on new and used vehicles, tires, batteries, auto parts, that kind of thing would be a simple, straightforward way to let the user pay. And I've always thought that user pay is a good way to go when you're collecting taxes. The people that use the highways, will let them help pay for the roads.
Moving so-called road user revenue to the highway fund, phased in over a 10-year period, has been adopted in other states. Problem is, the Arkansas legislature is considering a major cut on used car sales tax.
Indexing the current per-gallon tax on motor fuels to Arkansas Highway Construction Cost Index.
That would be the consumption per-gallon motor fuel tax mentioned earlier, which has plummeted due to fuel efficiency. The Blue Ribbon Committee says indexing would provide elasticity to this major revenue source. Another recommendation is a new excise tax on the wholesale price of motor fuels, which Maxwell says won't be popular, but voters might approve the reissue of grant application revenue vehicles, or so-called Garvey bonds, to improve Arkansas's interstate system.
And that has already been proven once in Arkansas as a way to move highway construction forward. And obviously, dealing with cities and counties, they need to continue to receive a certain portion of the highway tax and the increases that go with it, because they face the same problems the state faces, that the construction price index is going up significantly faster than the fuel taxes that we depend on now. And the fuel taxes we depend on now are actually have not increased the total revenue in a long, long time.
The committee concludes that if Arkansans wish to maintain the freedom of mobility they currently enjoy, they must collectively resolve to pay for it. A federal highway trust fund was established in 1956 to provide revenue needed to help build and improve the interstate system, roads and bridges eligible for federal aid, funded by hefty federal gasoline and diesel taxes. But states can no longer depend on that money. Arkansas State Representative Jonathan Barnett.
The federal highway trust fund is pretty well been emptied out, and there's some talk to even cut the expenses and the costs from the federal transportation system as we try to reduce the deficit spending and pay off the national debt. There hasn't been a whole lot of desire at the federal level to increase spending.
One new thing that's helped road projects in Arkansas is the American Recovery and Reinvestment Act. In 2009, the state was awarded $3 billion in federal recovery grants. Of that, $350 million is dedicated to roads for 133 local programs and 133 local projects. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Jacqueline Froelich.